This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Hey, we are here at the Underground Collision in lovely Las Vegas, and look who is in the studio lounge, Mr. Seth Brickman from Q Cash Financial. How are you, sir?
I am great, Mike. Today was an amazing day.
It was.
So good to be here.
It was, yeah. One, two, three, four sessions, and then a speaker at the end from Poland. Oh my gosh. Actually, Rafael, he was here.
Interviewed
him a little bit too. Yeah, very emotional. Yeah, so anyway, I digress. Yeah, some great content. And you were on one as well called See You Rise Up, Realities of Diversity. So Tell me a little bit about this session you were in, because you were one of the panelists, the esteemed panelists.
I was. So my part of the panel was to really talk about how we can practice diversity mm-hmm. when it comes to giving loans to our members, mm-hmm. right? And the reality of the Financial Health Network Pulse, which just came out about a month ago, that said for the first time in 5 years, the average health, financial health of an American went down. So for the first time in 5 years, it's now greater than 2/3 of Americans are considered financially unhealthy.
2/3?
Over 2/3.
Oh my goodness.
And so when you take that into account, I mean, those are the members that are coming into our credit unions every single day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so what do the credit unions have to help those members,
okay.
right? And I think about it even from a bigger perspective, because when you think about that greater than 2/3, it is people of color and the underbanked that are proportionally mm-hmm, hit mm-hmm. harder mm-hmm. than everybody else.
Right.
And so what are credit unions doing to meet those people's
right.
needs when they have a life event? Or even, you know, gig workers, Amazon drivers or distribution center workers,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
those members that aren't A paper work really hard.
Yeah.
What about that single mom who, due to nothing that she did, has a credit score that doesn't qualify mm-hmm, for traditional mm-hmm. lending, but she can pay her bills? Like, how are you going to help her?
Right.
And
right.
so that's where I got a chance to share QCash's relational underwriting, our digital technology that allows the loans to be given from anywhere on any device
mm-hmm,
at any time,
mm-hmm.
and really help credit unions understand there is a way.
Yeah.
Like, they don't
yeah.
have to figure it out. There's partnerships that they can make.
And what's the terminology you said? Is it financial unhealthy or financial?
Yeah, financially unhealthy.
Okay, so what exactly, let's step back a second. What does that mean? Does that mean that I don't have that stat that we hear all the time that, you know, the average or 2/3 of the people in this country don't have $400 to in their savings account to fix their broken refrigerator or get a new tire or something like that? Is that kind of financially unhealthy?
That's a big part of it.
So
okay. what it is, it takes into account, for example, 61% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck.
Okay.
And then you talked about there's a large percentage of Americans that would struggle to handle an unexpected $400
mm-hmm.
expense.
Mm-hmm.
And we all live our life. We know it's not a matter of if, but when. In fact, my son just called me this weekend because he blew a tire and needed new tires, all-wheel drive car, needed four tires,
yeah.
$650. And he's like, Dad, I don't have $650.
Right, right.
So if his credit union had QCash, he could get help from them. Instead,
right
his
away.
Dad has QCash.
Ah,
so,
I see.
So he got help from Dad. But the point is, you know, everybody has those experiences.
Yeah, yeah,
and so
right.
where do you turn?
Mm-hmm.
And again, our only reason for existing is to bring people back into the safety
well,
of the credit union.
And you shared an anecdote toward the end of it where you were, I can't remember, can you share the story? Because I was out in the hallway and I caught like the tail end of it. Can you share a little bit about that, of how QCash helped out the credit union and this one lady who, oh gosh,
yeah,
I
Deanne's
apologize.
Story.
You tell it.
Yep.
So
Deanne is a member of Washington State Employees
That's
Credit
it.
Union.
Yes.
And she had an allergic reaction to her diabetic medication. So she lived in Eastern Washington,
mm-hmm.
which is over the mountain range,
mm-hmm.
but all of the very strong hospitals are in Western Washington.
Okay.
So the ambulance had to take her from Eastern Washington to Western Washington.
Oh my gosh.
She got the treatment she needed.
Yeah.
The ambulance sent her a bill that was payable upon delivery of the cost for the ambulance, and it was in the thousands.
My bad.
She didn't have the money to pay it.
Hmm.
And she said she didn't have any family. And she turned to her credit union. And because her credit union partners with QCash,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
she was able to get the help she needed
okay.
to deal with that life event. And in her story, the way she kind of ends it is, the credit union was my family.
Right on.
And that was the message I wanted for the people to hear today. Yeah. Your members look at you as part of their family.
Mm-hmm.
And family helps each other, right?
Right.
People helping people.
Right.
So
right.
How do we help them from a loan perspective?
Yeah. I mean, and being that financial resource in more ways than one, for sure.
Exactly.
What are some other takeaways from your session that you kind of went, like, oh, wow, that's interesting. I mean, from some of the other panelists that were on there, anything kind of surprise you or you're like, I'm not going to use that?
So what I loved was each panel, from the initial opening speaker to our panel, really built on each other. So the initial opening speaker talked about a previous underground where they talked about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's so true in the lending space. I hear from credit union executives all the time, the way that they practice financial inclusion is making sure their tellers know how to do financial counseling. Well, if somebody doesn't have the funds to put food on their table or buy their children's medicine, the last thing they want to hear about is financial counseling.
Right, right.
Meet that need first, then they'll be open to counseling.
Yeah.
And then from there, it moved into technology and fintechs and how credit unions need to partner with fintechs to be able to compete and create the experiences they want their members to have. Then we moved into morality and that kind of inclusiveness within morality and how do you combat a FICO score that is naturally biased against people or that single mom who has a bad score because she didn't do anything wrong, but her former partner did, right?
Yeah,
and so how do we in a morally well and good way help those people, right? And then we moved into the diversity within the board and bringing in younger members, Gen Z, Gen Y, and creating that digital experience, that mobile first experience, because they don't want to walk into a branch, right? I mean, that's one of the things I hear from credit unions, that they go, oh well, we have a program over the holidays and it's super successful, you should see the lines that are all winding around our branch. And I tell them, well, if you've got lines, you're not successful. Like, why wouldn't you deliver this digitally so your members can get it wherever they happen to be and they don't have to worry about, is the branch open? How long is the line? Is there somebody available to help me?
Yeah.
Right? We're beyond that.
Yeah, no doubt.
And so there's just better ways.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. Yeah, that was a pretty powerful, all the sessions were powerful. The panelists, just some great information. And having said that, anything else from other sessions stand out for you? Any other highlights from any of the other panelist discussions?
Yeah, I think just really focusing on the member, and you and I have talked about this numerous times, right? But it's understanding your membership, making sure that your staff who is serving that membership reflects the people that are coming in, right? That's one of the beauties for QCash is we do immigrant lending and we are available in multiple languages. And so, it's important that the people who are helping your members look like your members do, right?
Yeah.
And are able to work with them in the way that a member views your credit union as easy to work with.
Yep.
And that's one of the things that I bring to QCash is I tell my team every single day, I want every credit union to go, QCash is easy to work with.
Yep.
Because it just makes everybody's life better.
Yep, yep. I hear nothing but good things. So good stuff. All right, Seth. Well, I'm going to let you get to the airport because you have a bit of a flight home.
I do.
I don't want to hold you up there. And it's looking a little suspect out there right now.
It's looked like that all day.
I know. It's very windy and very dusty out there.
Yes.
But you'll be fine.
I'm sure.
All right. Seth, thank you as always.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for the education. Keep up the good work there at QCash. You guys are doing some amazing work for cradings out there. So well done.
Always good to be on your show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Right, Seth Brickman, QCash Financial.
Go check them
out. Well done.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.